You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
Grass. To Talib.
Oh.
I don't even know what to say.
Oh, Shirley, get into Shirley. No?
These two are like...
I used to pretend I was Shirley Murdoch.
You got him.
Sure did.
Used
and
to.
I still will.
Oh, this every day, girl. Oh,
bring it back again. Yo, what, okay, girl, we were just playing.
We were just playing.
Or a Tina Turner song.
Oh, yeah.
Like
song.
Okay, oh. That was so last season. So
I'm trying. But it was good.
Yo, what up, After Buzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio for The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Season 6, Episode 15, dropping The Ball.
The Ball.
That's
the
a
ball.
Great title.
It dropped.
It did. I'm joined in studio by the lovely Stephanie Bauer.
Hey, Belle.
The gorgeous Corinne Williams.
Hey.
And the electrifying.
I'm electrifying, y'all.
Yeah.
She be giving me chills. Oh, all right, y'all.
Grease lightning.
All right. Y'all ready to do it?
Rads. Here's the goes.
I'm ready to clock some Tigo because bitches on this show, I'm just saying, I can't even contain myself. Bitches on this show thought they were coming for some oolong tea and got some lemongrass. Just saying.
You're only talking about Lanithia right now.
Oh.
Only.
Boop.
Oh. I still
she got
love
beat at her.
Love
best.
Her for everything.
She did.
Love her for everything. But before we get into that, since we played Shirley Murdoch, let's talk about it. Candy's play.
La, da, da, da,
da. I mean, I ain't mad. She got Eddie LaVert.
She got some good people.
Shirley Murdoch.
Yes.
Danity Kane, girl.
D-Woods. That's
and
why she didn't join the reunion.
Yeah.
Q Parker.
So okay. Fine. Holla.
So fine.
Respectfully he's saying still he's so fine because he's married. Respectfully.
Yes. Oh. Right.
Still fine.
Watching this. So we find out that Candy is also in the play.
Yes.
Portia's coming in for an audition, and Portia will be playing her sister.
Jade.
And the worst outfit ever.
Jada.
But
Jada.
She doesn't know the name or the lines which she's auditioning for.
Johnny. Well, when she said barbecue, I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but then I remembered it is a play.
Yeah.
It's live. They really have to know their lines.
And
so.
Then you ask the question, do I have to say it? Now, what are you going to say when you get on stage, Miss P? Like, I don't understand.
I'm just like, where did you pull the word barbecue?
It didn't make any sense.
Hot dogs.
Exactly.
All right, let's just talk about it. Don John Juan, whatever his damn name is.
Don John.
He's been sitting around here talking about, wait till Portia come in. Wait till Portia. Mm-hmm. Portia came in, and girl, camel toe is not cute for audition.
Oh, oh.
You too. It's not. It's like, it's their eye line, you know? Like,
but she was trying to look.
Right.
She wanted to wear her one.
Her third eye was on a sparrow.
Sure. You are stupid.
That's a gospel song. Like,
hallelujah.
Girl, you know, I have no bounds for nothing. Okay, so let's talk about it.
Let's
so
talk about
we
it.
Heard Portia sing God Bless America on the reunion, and it was...
No, that was
amazing. Grace.
Oh,
amazing grace.
Oh, well, I was praying to God for God to bless America for that moment.
Hallelujah. Won't he do it?
So she comes in. She says, I'm going to sing Eye on a Sparrow. Now, ADR, y'all slammed this one out the box.
They did.
Now, let's speak on it. I feel like Portia, for what I thought Portia was going to come in and do, I feel like Portia did way better than I thought she was going to do. I thought Portia was going to come in sounding like, damn, Michelin Man tires on the damn.
She did.
No, ooh. She
did. And she did. And ooh, she Corinne. DID. Yes, I said it. Thanks, aww. Haters.
Auditions are really hard to sing, I feel like. And I think she did a really good job, except for when she started doing the, Because that's what people do when they can't sing and they overcompensate, trying to sound like Mariah Carey or something.
Go ahead and speak on it. What you think?
I don't know what show y'all were watching, but it was a hot, greasy mess. And that's bad. What was going on there? Like, okay, you. Last week we saw you have your little audition with the vocal coach. Get a refund. It didn't work. I'm just saying. I just want Portia to like sell her hair and be pretty on a magazine because I don't want to see her act or sing. No shame.
Okay,
no
wait. What did you
him,
think was better, the acting and the singing?
Ooh.
It was hard to tell if her acting was that good, honestly.
Yeah. I give the singing. That acting was a damn mess. It sounded like she was talking, oh, hot dog and bait and barbecue. Like, what?
Because she wasn't acting outside of
herself.
She was just being a charming version of herself. There was something charming about it. It was...
Yeah, they cast her for her exact role. It's like,
they cast her for her Twitter followers.
But you're going to be Jada.
She's going to be Jada.
And she doesn't even know the name.
She doesn't know the name.
Well, Courtney, what do you think about the singing?
No, what are you gonna do? Jesus.
It wasn't that bad, right?
I do agree. It was better than I thought it was going to be. I don't know what it was exactly, but it was not. It was not completely a disaster.
My thing is like, you're going to have her singing next to who? Shirley Murdoch?
Well, maybe not. Maybe she just has like one little solo and then she's in the chorus at some point.
No, she's going to be singing next to Candy.
No.
They're going to be competing over that.
They can probably work together on that. Because they
got
to
do a duet.
You know, they got, because, you know, Portia's got a whip mouth, and she was open-eyed, so they could go do some things.
Well, she should be using that. Clearly, she don't use it the correct way, because Cordoba left her.
Stop.
Just kidding. I just had to collect that while I had it. Okay, but my thing is this. I just feel like I really want to talk to Don, because I feel like he'll give me some tea. But I just feel like that performance... I love him. That performance, I feel like, honestly, was dubbed over. I tried to watch it a bunch of times, and ADR, I don't know if y'all just were really on point with trying to make it work, but it looked like some Britney Spears action up there. And you know, I love me Britney, but I'm just saying, looking like the piece of mentor.
Anybody out there that saw the show, please. I want to know.
Do y'all think?
How was she?
Oh, yeah.
Because the show already happened in November. Whoever told us to look for it on iTunes, I ain't found it.
I ain't seen it.
So maybe I'm looking up the wrong thing.
Care.
But I was. I have to hear her do it.
You
like,
heard
I need
her.
It.
No, I want to hear a live version of it.
I do.
Sorry.
Like, bitch, no, don't sing like a sparrow.
Because she couldn't be horrible live, because that would be embarrassing to everybody.
Girl, let's talk about embarrassing.
I mean, think about who was in the play. Like, she could not have been absolutely horrible.
Because
that would make them all look bad and not be signed up for that. Would make, terrible.
She probably only had, like, realistically, five lines.
Yeah.
And then she didn't come in
she
on the harmonization.
She probably skipped on stage like...
Yeah.
She was just in the chorus at the end like, the I chorus. Got caught and I can't live.
She's like, on the sparrow. Like behind Shirley. Like
it was
behind,
a hunting
behind,
scene.
Behind,
she got
behind.
Shot. Sure. Oh. All right.
That was
horrible.
Well, she's pretty though.
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
You are beautiful. B, Portia.
She's
stay B.
She should sell makeup and hair and just be
well,
done.
Her hairline is great.
Yeah.
Keep selling that hair, girl.
Are we talking about Portia like she was the star of the episode? All right.
I'll try to. Okay.
Let's talk about a hot mess.
Okay.
Candy pretending like she actually works out to Phaedra's DVD.
Oh,
now, like I said, when Phaedra and Apollo came in,
no
the setup of the DVD looks beautiful.
Yeah. They were doing leg raises.
And by beautiful, I mean the background's real cute and looking at Apollo is fine.
Hallelujah.
Now, the moves and the explanation. Now, Apollo can't even speak in everyday conversation. So why the hell would anyone think that he could speak in teaching some? Okay, girls, what we're going to do is we're going to pump our...
Right
all
right, now.
Ladies, take a break and walk in place.
Like,
I feel like it's hooked. What is that thing you used to press? The cowgirl.
Sensei.
Memorized this workout DVD.
Girl, I was just staring at him
body.
the audio is not mixing with the visual and it's messing up.
Well, my thing, no tea, no shade, but it's like, girl, it's all... you're working out and I don't see a sweat bead. No,
because she had done the whole tape at that point.
No,
she
was wetness. At the end. Your hair is still in place. No fro growing on the left or the right. Like,
well, the weave was looking a little little raggedy on the ends. Like, maybe she had a little neck sweat. It could have been some neck sweat that, like, you know, I get, like,
girl,
right there.
Carmen didn't even take her seriously when she was like, we're going to rewind it to the girl.
Like,
but come on.
Like, I don't feel like, let's talk.
let's talk about it.
Oh, let's talk.
Carmen is upset because Benny, who is a family friend, because he is with, I feel like we got... Benny with Crystal, and Crystal friends with Mama Joyce. And so what happened was, rumors on the street were talking about.
We're coming from Crystal. Mm.
This is the thing. Who, Benny? Can Benny please be on an episode?
No,
I would like to
see
Benny.
I need to see, Benny, who are you?
Can we talk about why is Benny visiting Carmen?
Why is Benny visiting Carmen? Why is he visiting? Why is he in cahoots with Mama Joyce to take down Todd?
But then why are you going to Carmen to talk about this? Why does Carmen know all these women's men?
Right when she said that, Candy's like, you already know it's Crystal. And she's like, yeah, I already know it's Crystal. They all have already known this.
Who is Benny? Benny, stand up. Holler
Benny
at me.
Boom.
I'm just saying.
So basically, the story is that what? Crystal said that Candy caught Carmen and Todd cheating. Now, why would you bring Candy into this? Because Candy is clearly going to be like,
no,
it's a lie. It's a lie.
Unless, like we said that one time, there could be, you know, that
a family
allowing
affair.
People into the bedroom and, you know, ish gets sticky.
That's her get down.
Candy?
I don't think she's defending it enough.
Candy's?
I don't think so.
I don't think she's defending it enough.
I think that is a game.
I mean, candy-coated nights, honestly. She might have some things that she enjoys. Ever since that
Phaedra Pollard dinner, oysters, and the sexual innuendos, but talking about other people's bed, talking about go.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe when she is not in a relationship, maybe she enjoys the likes of multiple people in her purse. Or I'm just saying, but I think now that she's in this exclusive relationship with this man who she's praying that they're gonna marry, not gonna happen, but that's my opinion anyways. I don't think so. I think she's probably a stingy lover. Yes.
All right. So what happened was
what?
after that,
I think she's probably a stingy lover.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So
if it
basically
was somebody not her best friend that she
okay.
I'll look at Courtney.
I mean, what we're going to talk about in just a second. So Carmen called Crystal to find out what was going on, basically cuss her out.
Yeah.
And then Mama Joyce
said to do the normal, bitch, keep my name out your mouth.
But no, she clearly said she was going to, like, beat her ass or something. Yeah, clearly. Because Mama Joyce would not have just said that.
I think Mama Joyce would have just said that.
Well, Carmen still said, I said I would beat her ass. Yeah. Like, she said something to that effect.
She definitely did.
So Mama Joyce
called.
Mama
Joyce,
I will beat your ass.
I will drag you. What
she said.
Okay. Down the street.
The fuck you call Christopher? That is like crackhead.
I know. That kind of is the very first line.
Fuck you. Mortal Kombat. Like, what? Did you just leave on my phone, girl?
Mortal Kombat.
And do I need to carry a shank around?
Oh, my God.
Because I'm worried.
With Mama Joyce, and you probably should. At least a taser.
Girl, she said, I would drag your ass down the street.
And down the street. Yes. You low down.
Heffa.
Okay.
That's how it sound like Patti LaBelle.
Oh no, that word just gets me every time.
Heffa. So Carmen's going through it, and then we find out that Candy starts crying, of course. Joyce wants to pay Benny to bring Todd out. I didn't understand. It's to a strip club or to a setup where girls would
set up.
Just to set
so Mama Joyce would set up the girls to come and flirt with him.
It didn't even have to be a strip club. Just any girls.
Just any girls.
So that we
could try to catch him doing something inappropriate.
That's like Lifetime movie shit. Like pictures. Yeah, come on.
Yes.
Well,
who's doing the most? Doing the most.
But do you feel that Candy should have told taught this, like made him privy to this? I mean, because he already has this issue. Exactly.
If you want to keep the relationship.
Like, it's almost like she's like warning him, like, hey, don't go do anything. Exactly. Because I'm taking pictures of you.
Exactly. Like, girl, keep some things to yourself. You already know that your man and your mama are in conflict with each other. You just need to separate the two.
It's because she's suspicious that's her own damn self.
Yeah. Okay.
And she's like, you better not let this happen because it's going to happen if you don't know.
But like any of us, if your best friend came to you and played a message from your mama on the phone like that,
I would fall on the floor.
I would die. First of all, I would die with my mom.
Your mom's so cute.
But two, I would pick up the phone and be like, Mama, what was that?
Exactly.
First of all, why are you swearing on a line to somebody? If you have beef with her, you call me.
Yes.
I understand that Candy wants to respect her mom and all that, but when your mom isn't respectful, like, but you can lose that rule. Like, no, you can get...
She don't even have to be disrespectful. The only reason, Candy just got to talk to her.
I think she should talk to her, but the only reason I would say in this situation it's a little bit different because supposedly, based on what we've seen this season, no season before, because I ain't never really paid no attention to Carmen before now. Have y'all? Has she been around?
Okay. She's never been around.
But according to this new setup, Carmen has been in her life, her whole life, and Mama Joyce acted as like a second mom to her. So they have a separate relationship outside of just being Candy's friend. So I kind of understand how the mom would think she could just call her and do whatever instead of going through Candy to make anything known because she thinks she has a mother-daughter relationship with this other chick.
But you have a mother-daughter relationship. Like, there's no way in Haiti that my mom would call me or any of my girlfriends and be like, I will drag your ass up and down the street.
That's because that's not Mama Joyce. But I know plenty of Mama Joyce's, okay, that are just as down and crunk to fight as they other.
I can't imagine.
But my thing,
thanks,
okay.
Mom, for not being
and she has to do it. Exactly. She has to do it herself. She can't call Candy and tell Candy to do it because Candy's not going to do it.
Now let's talk about it, though.
But Candy, I think she's simple enough to go ahead and be like, oh, my mom's sad. Like, I feel like that's what she would do. But Carmen, you know how she is. No.
Yeah, I do see that. But my thing is do we think, obviously, you know, it doesn't have to be that Carmen is consistently sleeping with Todd, but Mama Joyce feels very strongly about the situation.
She's very normal up until this point. Like, why is she so insane about this?
It's not true. She's about to get married.
But she was about to get married to the other dude that got shot. Like,
they
were mad close.
Maybe need a storyline then. It probably was happening and they just didn't involve her because it's a mom. That's, like, kind of boring.
Well, I think in that end, what was his name?
I don't remember.
AJ or something?
AJ, that's what it was.
I think in that case, everyone, may he rest in peace, but we all saw a little bit of shade in his eyes when it was his turn to be on camera, like every single time. I was like, something ain't right about this brother right here. I'm like, something ain't.
And how do we
go back and watch that?
I'm not even going to do that. Never mind.
But Mama didn't like him because she wasn't going to take no pictures with him. She was mad when they did their photo shoot and didn't want him involved.
She act like,
remember, but she did not nut up like this. And he had a lot of kids and obviously had been with other women. So I just.
There's specific anger.
No, but it's also. They're famous now. There's cameras. She's going to act a little bit more crazy now.
Well, all right.
They all
so,
think they're celebrities. Even Mama Joyce.
Mama Joyce thought she probably was then back then, too.
Yes,
but let's just talk about the situation when Candy sits with Todd.
She doesn't get paid to be on the show. Okay, go.
Candy sits with Todd outside in the secret garden.
You're my little
and I really
want to
see what the contract that Porsche's attorney sent.
Yeah.
I'm
what
just
does
kidding.
She need?
And
a trailer and some
this
cookies?
This is your first role. Why in the hello do you even feel like you need to bring in a third party to negotiate a role that basically was handed to you that you didn't even know the character's name and... Those vocals.
But you're going to need white room with white lilies and dance.
Right.
And red toilet paper.
Right.
Okay,
and
Beyonce.
Edge control. I can't.
So then Candy comes out and tells Todd about what Mama Joyce said and basically about setting him up. And he says, he said this to who? She says, and Carmen called Crystal and cussed her out.
Call
Carmen. Good for Carmen.
Yeah. Excited.
And then he says, call Carmen.
Down tell her to come on down.
We're having a conversation. Now, here's my thing, though. Candy, like you guys said, I feel like, bitch, why are you telling your mom? Why are you telling Todd this? Why are you telling your mom things?
Because Carmen would tell him anyway.
Ooh.
I mean, we all saw the hip opera. We all know about the opera, what Carmen does.
I love hip opera. I loved it.
Just saying. Todd says, you know... Basically gets to a point where he says, you know what? It may just be an option that you and me will become friends because I'm going to get so tired of this bullshit.
Oh, and he
that
don't respect
her mama. That ain't a real man.
Oh, yes.
I'm done with Todd. I like Todd up until this point.
He had done well handling that situation up until this point, but today I was like, I'm done. Even if you don't respect her mama
you do not vocalize that.
Mm-hmm. You hold on to it. You deal with it as best as you can as a grown-up, but you do not tell your about to be wife, I don't respect your mama and nothing y'all doing.
Exactly.
And I'm gonna leave you in a few days if you don't get your ish together.
And Candy said, what did she say about my mom? Well, my mama will always be there.
My mama
will
always
be there.
That's
what blood is.
And that's what it is. But the thing is, like, even in that conversation, did you notice Carmen? She was on the side, like,
cheerleading Todd.
Yeah. When Todd was like giving it to her straight and she was like, see, you need to tell her. You need to tell her. I'm like, no. Carmen, you have history with this woman. Okay, you guys are essentially like besties, whatever. So you should already know how her mind, the mind of Mama Joyce works.
Boop.
And if you don't like it, get your paycheck somewhere else.
Oh,
all I'm saying.
And not only that, but
and stop using her
first
hair.
Of all, Todd,
her old weave hair on the floor that you scooped up. That was stupid.
What?
Mama Joyce, you're too much.
Todd, my thing is as a man, because I know lots of friends who are in relationship and have been in relationships for years and they don't get along with the parents, but they know how to deal with the situation. Now, Todd, as a man, I'm sitting here wondering when she told you about, oh, mom is trying to pay someone to, you know, spy on you, and you got all defensive and irritated. I feel like an innocent person, I would have been she going to waste her money? She going to waste her money? That'll be a free photo shoot. Send her. Tell her to take some damn pictures. I need a photo shoot anyways because my pictures are old.
Yeah. Exactly.
But are you scared of something? Are you scared of... Carmen's over there like, yeah, that's messed up. Yeah, Carmen.
He's scared because he's thinking, oh, shit, Scarlet I would have fallen for that. He's like, I totally would have. If she paid girls to come talk to me, I would have talked to them and not known. And he's like getting scared and defensive.
Come on. Think of all of your dudes right now. You know what I mean? Like, none of them would do that. How would they react to that?
I just think that in this situation, he is just not protecting Candy's heart because he was just like really aggressive with it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, basically, my interpretation of it was, I don't give a damn no more. I'm about tired of your ass anyway.
You see, Carmen gets the picture, so maybe she will fit my picture.
Right. So I'm just tired. Get out of her house that she paid cash for.
And I don't want to be the person to be like, you know what I mean? Like, speculate, oh, Candy's girlfriend's doing her dirty and stuff like that. But it's kind of just like at the point, like, he's not being a boyfriend and she's not being a best friend. Because a best friend would be like, girl, come on.
Yes.
Like, you know your mom's acting crazy.
This is what you need
like,
to do.
I'm not going to call Crystal. I'm not going to call your mama. Like, can you call them?
Yes.
Like, and you're not being a friend. And you know what? Since you're not being a friend, I'm done.
Yeah.
She can say that. As a friend.
Mm-hmm. As her sister friend, exactly.
And if they know Mama Joyce is, like, just being crazy, like, when people be crazy, you just be
like,
oh,
that's
they
Mama
being crazy
Joyce.
Again.
Yeah,
like,
you can't humor
why
them.
Is it all dramatic and, like, oh, my God, is she coming to your house? Like, she's not hanging out at Candy's house no more. They not even, Todd seems to function just fine. Like, they're having their relationship, so I don't understand why it ain't nothing to be worried about, why they aren't just like, man, Mama Joyce, you are a mess. Can we get back to what we were doing?
Right.
Like, why is it such a big deal?
Because Carmen's surfboard. She's surfboarding down Todd's hairline.
I don't think
and into his bedroom.
In his ways.
I don't know. I don't take it
his
that
plastic
far.
Ass
like, rumors don't start out of anywhere, even if it is Mama
where there
Joyce.
Is smoke, there is fire.
Come
boom.
On, boom. All right,
so
all
they
right.
may not have made it all the way, but they done seen each other stuff or played with it a little bit or plucked at it or something.
And Candy, only you can prevent forest
fires.
Just
saying. Don't talk about her mama in front of the poor girl.
Well, maybe that's part of the problem. They had a fire going and then like word got out and Candy's trying to be like, it's not that anymore. But now she's worried because they had a fire and she's like, is this fire still going on? Are y'all not including me? Is that what's happening?
I want to talk to Benny. Benny, where are you at? Call us. Tweet us. We need to see. That's all I'm saying.
So I think
Crystal
we're all in. How do we all, so we all are feeling shady about Todd? Or do we just feel like this
him.
Might be...
I'm so over him.
I just need Candy to be with someone else.
Like, I don't know this how is I feel
I kind of want her to have a new man now. And just because he was a mean ass when he came at her like that, I just think that was wrong.
And there's a reason your parents don't like your dad.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a reason.
They just don't. And then he's like, you're going to be left all alone. No, Candy, let me tell you, there are going to be a million, quadrillion other men that are going to want you.
Yeah. Right. Todd, you're with going to jobs. Be left alone yeah, with you. Your damn pigeon crumbs.
No, he won't be alone. Because karma will be right.
Well, that's fine. And they'll be alone together on the streets looking like rats.
Well, they're still together, so.
They are still together.
They were at All-Star.
Exactly.
Ooh, and you know who else was at All-Stars? Rashida and Kirk from Love & Hip Hop.
Because that was made up.
And Phaedra by herself.
Oh, well, of course.
Because you heard Apollo got an extended.
They're getting more time for the trial.
To figure out what they're
going
to say. And he wants to do a plea bargain.
Well, of course he does. There are federal charges. It is not easy to get federal charges brought against you. They got some ish on that boy. He is going to jail for a little while.
Well, that's what I said about Mendeecees from Love & Hip Hop New York, and that mofo out drinking wine.
Well, they said he was in witness protection, but that's another whole story.
All right, we ain't gonna get that. All right.
Oh, I love how Phaedra said today, they're like, where are you at? She's like, court. I would not walk in anymore
Honey,
and say I was at court.
Hold on.
I would never, never,
Even if
ever.
I was working, I would be like, I was at home.
At my job.
At my job.
At my several jobs. Right.
I totally, no, but she's a lawyer. Like,
It just sounds bad.
Phaedra is everything. She's a lawyer. She's a funeral home owner. She's a politician. She's a weavologist. She's a cosmetologist. She's a dentist. Like, get your life.
Okay. We totally forgot to talk about this part. The ending of that Todd and Candy situation is Carmen and Todd came to the conclusion that Candy needs to go to therapy. And Carmen's going to make the appointment and Todd's going to drop her. Teamwork.
And while you're in therapy, we'll be at the house and you
guys will be
know
in
exactly
sex therapy.
Where you are.
Yep.
Mm-mm. That's too much tea. Like,
I don't know, girl.
I'm all for like girl on girl power and like hang out and do all that, but it's getting too messy.
And I'm all for working on yourself and everything, but just the way that whole thing panned out with them double teaming her, making it seem like she's the problem because she puts her mom at an exalted place. It's just,
couples therapy.
Just
how about Todd said, I think we should go to therapy together to
work
figure
out
on
how to
our
deal
issues,
with
how
your
to deal
mom.
With your
mom. Yeah.
I'll date you, Candy. Come on. I'll be a better boyfriend than he will.
Girl, with all that cash, you might come by me.
Girl. Right. Girl, all that cash, you turn me straight.
Cash, I'm like, oh, my.
OMG.
Well, hopefully they can work it out.
Yes.
Todd and Candy.
Well, they're working it out so far.
Please work it out. I don't know.
All right. Get married. They go to the roller derby. Porsche, Candy, Kenya, Cynthia, Phaedra. And
Phaedra and Candy did not break
roll
a sweat,
anything.
Roll or nothing. They
don't
sat
like
there on
nothing.
The
production
phones.
Just basically is telling these girls
they
have
to
go
to
a certain amount of events or something. So Kenya talks to all the girls and she apologizes for her part in the pillow talk fiasco. Now, Miss Phaedra...
The underhanded apology.
The underhanded apology. Miss Phaedra, don't do it. Because I love Phaedra. I've always loved Phaedra. But I didn't like this little comment she said. She said, well... I don't know if Nene will accept that kind of apology. Well, boo, Nene still hasn't forgave you for your fake-ass apology with what you did to her sisters. With her sisters.
People hold grudges on the Atlanta.
Well, they're friends now.
Girl, so just keep your prayer napkin on your lap and just
allies.
Keep praying. You've got enough problems.
They're allies because they know Marlo and Kenya coming for them. Yeah.
Wait, which one of you said, I wish that the reunion was shot later? Because you wish the Apollo situation was out so that way we could talk about it at the
reunion. Have they shot the reunion?
They have. Yeah. There's no way they've shot it.
I don't think. Didn't you say they shot the reunion?
I do.
They haven't said anything about
Wrong
them.
Black
the only.
Girl.
No.
Sorry.
I don't think they've shot it. Because we usually get a little gossip on the wire about them shooting it, and I haven't heard
nothing.
Them having
no,
shot
nothing.
It yet.
Oh, all right. Someone told me that they shot it today, but that's cool if they did it.
Today.
Huh?
Today?
No,
like
someone
told,
someone
today.
Told me
oh,
today
you, okay.
that they had shot and then they went into a whole story about them shooting
it. But I assume they would be shooting it like this week or next
coming
week.
Up.
Yeah, coming up. Because we coming up. But I hope that they did leave that out. But anyways, so the roller derby thing was stupid. Basically, Kenya says, you know, I'm having this masquerade ball and all this goodness. And all the girls basically said, well, we can't come. Porsche, I can't come because I have
a meeting
on Sunday.
What meeting do you have?
Who has a meeting on
Church
Sunday?
Church of the Lord!
Church all day!
Hallelujah!
Maybe with her vocal coach. and it's going to be all day.
Maybe she got choir practice.
I ain't got nothing to say. I ain't got nothing.
She might have choir practice. Choir practice be lasting a long time.
But did you notice?
They do.
Did
they
y'all really be going on forever? You like, dang, we be spending like 5 hours of a choir practice.
Can I take this robe off?
I can't.
And what the hell
but not
is this
on a Sunday.
That's true, because you be in charge. But then you have to sing for multiple services.
True that. True
so,
that. Depending on the church.
You can have like three services.
Church, yeah, you got three.
You can sing
and that's
all
during
day.
The day. We're not even talking about night service.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
So you don't know.
Let's talk about the new friendship that's budding.
Oh, God.
We started the episode off with Marlo, Kenya, and Miss Lawrence. And... they talk about the argument with Natalie at the vineyard. They get into that tea. And then they bring up the tea about Nene and how Nene keeps blaming Kenya for the pillow talk situation. Yes. And Marlo says, well, you know, I love her. But she's not always right.
She's not always right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I respect her because she's older.
She's older.
And it's a point of respect.
I'm sorry.
That's just shade. When I put my hands up like this, honey, shade.
You know, as an
and then,
older
no, she,
woman.
Then she said, she's like, I, you know, get advice from her and look up to her and take pointers from her because she's successful. Keyword for older.
But
the thing is, it's like,
y'all are the same
that...
age bracket,
exactly.
Yeah, okay?
I
believe
Nene
is about 47. I'm pretty sure Marlo is about 42.
Right?
And I'm pretty sure Kenya's right around 43.
Okay. Marlo's supposed to be like 37.
Honestly, they think...
That's a lie.
Right.
Look at her face.
Who, Marlo?
And that's not a bad thing. Marlo's beautiful. I want to be Marlo's friend, as long as she doesn't stab me. But Marlo, you are not on the 40, girl. Don't lie.
With her
be fabulous.
Her candies dress tonight.
Be fabulous.
Her candies bang.
No,
and by candy, I mean the shoe collection.
You are stupid. You know those were Lubos.
Anyways.
Chinese laundry.
I can't.
I'm playing. Go on.
Chinese laundry.
I love Marlo.
Girl, that was more like off the back of a Chinese damn truck.
Downtown for $2.
Okay. So they talk about the argument with Nene, and then she brings up the masquerade ball again for charity and says every lady has received an evite.
Yes.
And everyone has opened the evite.
You can see if people open them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You can. But that could also just be it was like in your email and like
and you
it was
it,
and you open it but you didn't like read it like you could have just flipped through it like I do that all the time
and especially if it's an
email. Yeah, I forget about them for sure.
I don't think
I've
ever
responded to an
email
ever.
Exactly.
So Kenya, you knew what she was doing, but
and I love you for it.
I do love her for it. So Kenya says because it was just all this was a Nene setup right here. She said, you know, I want to raise a lot of money for Nene's favorite charity because I really want her to understand how sorry I am from that pillow talk.
I want to honor her. That's like queen.
Exactly.
Because she knows Nene is queen and she's going to treat her as such.
She's trying
so
to
then we get
the queen.
To the odd right.
She did, honey. Yeah. D-I-D.
Actually,
did.
Well, Nene kind of just got up.
Nene dethroned her damn self.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So, but we'll get into it. Kenya, Cynthia, Mallory, and Marlo are at the audition, which Kenya says, I'm overlooking the drama with Mallory, which, you know what? As much as I love the tea there, I respect both the ladies for being able to handle it like that. And
Mallory,
I mean,
I didn't even think about
poor Mallory. That girl just looked like she on muscle relaxers.
Tired all the time.
Because
I look at her and I'm like, she's not a bad looking chick, but why does she look so tired all the time?
If she wasn't
she's
Cynthia's
cute.
I don't think she's that cute. Like, she's cute on her own, but if she was, if she's Cynthia's sister, she's automatically like not.
But still, she could look like a, like.
She could be beat.
She could be beat.
She could be.
But what's wrong? Like,
we can give
Cynthia
her a
knows
top
how
knot.
To do makeup.
I know.
That's not her
she
judge.
Never has good makeup.
Well, okay,
that's
I don't
not,
know.
That's not her judge.
She always looks like. But if you get collagen in the face and, like, say you got, like a lot of work done.
You ain't right.
I'm trying to, like.
But, like, if you got a lot of work done, right?
You ain't right.
And you had money at the time and you got you. I mean, maybe her boo ain't back, so maybe it's time for that. And
she
it's just frozen.
But it always looks like that.
She
like,
had work done.
No, like, what is it? The shots that Botox? That's not
that
work.
One, like, well, that is work.
That's work.
Botox is work.
Girl, that's like,
Juvederm is work.
In L.A. and in the Hollywood business, that's like lunch, brunch.
Well, she doesn't look like she's been injected and, like, they're worn out because she doesn't look, like, super wrinkly. She looks
she's
saggy.
Droopy.
And I don't want to say, like, droopy, like, stroke hey droopy, but that's what it looks like.
Maybe she has Bell's palsy.
But that's what it seems like.
I am not okay, I'm going to need you to stop making fun of it. Into this.
I just think she needs better
stop
makeup.
Fun of it, girl.
And some lashes.
Girl, that is not makeup.
And
you cannot put emotion in someone's face and makeup.
She
would look crazy with makeup on that face.
You could, like, she'd look like a clown bozo. Some cat eye and just, like, up, because she looks unhappy all the time.
God.
And she needs bigger hair.
She does need bigger hair.
I think big hair would help. She's not a straight hair kind of girl.
And she should not be wearing patterns on her pants like that.
I like the pants. I was like, you got your yellow pants. Song,
well,
girl.
She looks just like her mom.
Exactly. She looks... Who I actually
I'm
think
not
is like
being
a nice
shady,
looking old lady.
But her mother look has...
Except her mom has more emotion.
It's
in the
like
face.
The... I don't know. I don't...
Because Mallory's not that much older. Is she? She's only a few years older.
Is she
than,
younger?
I don't remember.
I thought she was younger.
She's younger.
Well, either way, I know they're not that far apart. So, I don't know. Maybe
well,
they different
well, makeup
so,
and Miss Lawrence
I like
will
you,
do
Mallory.
Mallory great.
Mallory, you're a book for life.
But congratulations. I'm happy for the girls to get over that
I love
drama.
Her.
So we get to the audition. And Cynthia is trying to get Marlo and Kenya to focus because they're acting like some damn high school girls. Like,
they were,
oh,
my God.
You got some lotion.
Just like puppies.
Yeah.
And Cynthia's kind of interested as to know why they're friends.
Yeah.
And we know Cynthia's going to spill the tea to Nene
messy.
Next week.
Yeah, messy,
oh, she
messy,
knows
messy.
Why they're friends.
Messy Sam. Because you see, she had herself wedged in between their friendship. Oh,
hey,
this is my
alliance.
Oh, Marlo's coming. Yay.
Well, she has more of a relationship with Marlo than Kenya did.
Girl, bye.
They was in the wedding together in
Cynthia
the Nene
don't
series.
Have no relationship
and
with
Cynthia
no one.
Didn't
oh,
even
Cynthia
like
is going to keep
Marlo
her spot.
No, Cynthia's going to keep
series.
Her spot.
She's going, she got a relationship with everybody.
Cynthia didn't even
but
like
she
Marlo
don't
in the wedding series, though. Remember?
Yep.
She did not.
She was upset with Marlo.
She got Marlo together not once, but twice.
Mm-hmm. My thing with Cynthia, and I noticed it this episode, well, I think I've always noticed it, but like this episode just kind of irks me, is like, girl, talk. Like, speak up. Like, you want to be the plant and run around
no,
and...
No, she doesn't want to be
very passive-aggressive.
She wants her check, guys. Peter does not have a job.
He has bar one.
She's trying to stay on this show by whatever means necessary.
That's true. You're right.
She's just trying to be in the mix wherever she need to be or wherever they tell her to be so she can get that check.
My
she
thing is all these styles that you wear, like, she be looking beat as
she
all
is
hell.
Beat.
And nobody wants to take your picture,
but
girl.
Is
like, you can't
thing?
Get paid.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Like, yes, girl, your face is beat.
She is everything. The
front wear.
She had the drunken love. Love hair tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad that you knew.
She was everything. Cynthia gives face.
But my thing is, like,
she
no magazines want to shoot you.
I think
like,
she still works.
She works.
Naomi
she was in the Jaheim video.
She still works.
She's a reality star now. It. Seriously, though. Yeah. Seriously.
She's not a sponsor.
And she was backstage at, like,
what?
And she
girl,
was,
they did not reference Jaheim.
She needs to. That was messed up. I'm gonna just let it go though.
As if that was.
She just needs to hire Kris Jenner.
I'm saying she
to get her some endorsements.
Vivica Fox was in the video too.
Girl, I thought we were trying to make
Why
Cynthia
are we
look good.
Still talking about Jaheim. Because you know she didn't get paid except non-union wages on
we're
the same
day
side. It was like 64 for 8 hours. That's what she got.
I'm team Cynthia when she got that one flavor of that Moscato.
Okay.
I was
we couldn't even like find
we
it.
We couldn't
anywhere.
Find
can't
it though,
find it
and it still doesn't exist.
And it was the most bootleg Twitter page. But anyways, beyond that. All right,
okay,
let's talk about the damn masquerade ball. So Nene basically
Jesus.
Says, "Honey," with her new weave, looking like damn she on the show
Our
Scrubs.
President.
Or damn, what is it?
Oh, when
Grey's
she
Anatomy.
His office.
She looked,
yeah,
she looked like.
Hey, I like
Dr.
the new
Bailey.
Wig. Better than the Frankenstein wig.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
it look older.
I like it better than that short Frankenstein wig that's doing this.
It
right
actually
now.
Made me feel like old Nene.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Low key, her nose looked bigger with the longer hair for
no.
some reason. Her nose looked different.
It
because
did.
She
tonight.
Had a nose job.
Yeah, that's why she
in this one
her
episode.
Pinched, guys.
She's not pinched. She's not. She didn't contour as much.
Oh, that could probably.
I, don't know. I like the way she looks next episode.
I just like
really
the color
good.
Of her hair.
She looks good
episode.
In the black t-shirt.
Yeah.
when she's throwing them water bottles.
Yeah.
Now, she about to Nene fight. Says, bad I haven't heard anything about a masquerade
lies.
Ball.
Lies.
She's if lying. You want to honor somebody, you need to call them. Now, Nene saw the damn email. Like, let's all keep it 100. Nene saw yeah. the damn email. She knew it. And, of course, in Nene, like Nene should have done, she looked at the email and said, oh, boo, no, child, that's a mess.
Send me an email.
Yeah, why? I wish she would have gone that route. Like, yeah, I saw it. I'm not going. Yeah.
Right. You want me to come? You call me.
Yes.
That would have made her look like more, you know, but, badass.
Well, let's
like,
talk no, about
that. As opposed to a badass.
She could have picked up the phone, though.
Who?
Nene. She should get over herself. Just, I am Team Nene, but she needs to get over herself just a little bit. Wait, like, she thinks that everyone needs to bow down to her.
She even said it tonight at the party. She's like, these girls are not on my level.
And it's just like, girl, come on.
But like remember Nene, where you came from, girl.
You are a Strip grown club. Woman. Like, you know the game. You know how they
you
do.
Created it.
Then,
calm as a bitch.
I love how Kenya's like, it's not like you got a job. I know you're reading your
Girl,
emails.
Girl, did she do that? She
rude. But
rude.
True.
Rude.
True. True. Because rude. Think about all the shade Nene was throwing. Ooh, mom. Your house. Where are we? In the ghetto? Yeah. You know, and I love Nene. I've loved Nene every season.
I live for
but,
Nene.
And, you know, Everybody's I have been shading now, Kenya, but I'm just saying, one thing I can say about Kenya is, Kenya came into this show. I think she realized she looked fucking crazy last season.
Yes, she
well,
did.
There's no difference and she, in last season and this
yes,
season.
Yes, there is.
There's
she difference. Understands
yeah,
the game this
she gets
season.
It this time.
The last only season, difference is we don't have Flat Top with us this time.
No,
okay.
That's what?
Get no, she lie. Gets no. it this time. She's like working it for real.
Last
she
season,
gets it.
She was playing the other girls' games. Season.
Yeah, she's the same crazy.
This season, she's plotting the games.
I don't think so. I think it's the same because last season she knew Nene was her person and that's why she booed up with Nene. And she was we'll causing see. Drama with all the other girls and all that Gone with the Wind Fabulous bull-ish because she was trying to be the center of attention, which worked.
On
and
her,
now,
though.
On her, and she was trying to be, because that was her game. She was new into the season. She's coming in. Nene's the head honcho or head mean girl in charge.
She has to bow down
she
to
She has
Nene.
To bow down to her and get attached to her so Nene will bring her
bow
up.
Down,
and she
bitches.
Says it all the time.
Yes.
And then this season, she knows Nene's in a different position because she ain't got no jobs.
Exactly.
As she said before.
Yes.
And Kenya still needs something that's going to elevate her in the season because she wants to be Nene
exactly.
next season. So she's attacking Nene just the way that she should. I ain't mad, but it don't change that the bitch crazy.
And nobody
still.
Else
it's
is
still
really,
been crazy.
And no one is going to film with her except for Cynthia.
Who?
Because
Kenya?
Nobody likes her. With Kenya. Nobody likes her.
Oh, and now Marlo.
But Marlo wants to be on the show because Marlo got passed over last season because she ain't a regular and she was here last season.
I thought she denied it though.
No, girl, I thought they didn't.
That was an insurance liability because that was a felon. So they were like, no, we can't do that.
Marlo was like, ooh, if I was at that pillow talk, I would have fainted, bitch. You would have
Wait, was it last season or the season before? With Sheree, where they was fighting in South Africa.
That was two seasons ago, right?
Two seasons ago?
For sure, yeah.
Oh, anyways, let's get to it.
Exhausting.
Girl, so this masquerade ball situation. Now, I feel like this whole setup came from the pillow talk situation where Kenya was looking like, girl, you tried to make me look like a fool. I'm going to play
Man,
it up
a
little
look
bit
like a fool.
And look crazy. And I think production was like, yes
girl,
we
go
love
for
this.
It.
Don't call Nene. Or Nene probably saw it and was like, I ain't going to that all week. And the production was probably like, yeah, girl, you don't got to go to, you ain't got to go there. And then the day of, because Nene put it on Cynthia. Cynthia, the only reason I'm here is because Cynthia made me come to this.
The only reason why I'm dressed like this.
No, well, she wanted to go and act just like the way she did. I do not think production.
I don't think Nene wanted to act that way.
And she would have been like,
I agree.
I'm not going.
No.
They literally cannot make you go.
I agree with Stephanie.
Yes,
she
they
could
can.
Act sick. No, she could act sick.
Girl. It was kind of the same thing,
that
though,
is
with
Nene.
Kim.
You think people tell Nene what
like,
to do?
Yeah. Just like
she signed. She signed a contract.
Her show.
This ain't her show because she ain't going to be there for 2 months.
It doesn't matter. Whether she signed a contract or not, she could have fixed
it.
Production can definitely tell
Nene
if you don't
drag her by the.
No, but they did the same thing with Kim, which is why Kim exploded and finally was just like, I'm not doing this no more, and flipped out. They were making her go to events that she did not want to go to anymore, and that's why we would all be like, why is Kim even there? She doesn't look like she wants to be there, blah, blah, blah. And the other girls kept complaining. How come she doesn't show up to stuff that we all have to go to?
And
from,
she should use
perfectly.
An excuse
Nene
that Kim
knew this
used.
Was going to happen. It worked exactly how she wanted it to work. She wanted to walk up there and say that.
What?
What?
I don't think that.
No.
Mm-mm.
She looked stupid.
Hello?
That's not the way NeNe plays her game for six, seven seasons. That's not how NeNe has played the game.
Are you kidding me?
When has she played the game like that?
I don't know when.
Where she looks like a buffoon. Like, she looked like a fool.
I agree with Steph. If she did not want to be there, she would not. If she didn't want to drag herself up on that mic and make a mockery of herself,
then why did she do that?
I don't think she would not.
So why did she go up and talk on the mic?
I don't think it turned out exactly how she did. She wanted to probably look like such a badass in the way she threw the mic, you know, at her. But I don't think afterwards it worked out the way she wanted it to. But I think she did exactly what she wanted
Girl,
to do.
NeNe is not, you can say that she's the star of the show, but at the end of the day, Bravo has NeNe in the palm of her hand. Bitch, you don't have anything else now. You had to come back to us. We gave you a little wedding special. You still signed the contract. These girls have to go to a certain amount of events. She didn't go to the, she should have went to the roller derby, because then she probably wouldn't have had to go to the damn other
one. She went and she concocted a plan of what to do, which was to go up on stage and say the friend comment.
I felt like
was a weak moment for NeNe.
No. Because, come on, bear this in mind. She has Cynthia in her ear talking about, oh, this is in your honor. This is for you, this, that, and the third. So she's feeding into what Cynthia is saying. So she's going to make the conscious effort, the decision, excuse me, to say, oh, well, you know what? I guess I can go.
Then why did she go there acting like that with her back turned?
Heard her say, it was, I should have went with my gut and not came.
Mm-hmm.
Hence why your gut was telling you not to come, and production NeNe was like, I don't give a darn about your gut, you gotta go.
I swear on everything that's what it is. But okay, that's fine. We're gonna have to find someone in production.
After Buzz TV.
Production guest.
Anyways, Miss Lawrence, you were a hot mess with that entire situation. I can't. Kenya and
why
Lady.
Why do you look like a lampshade? A black lampshade.
Very lampshade.
I mean, that's my grandma's lampshade.
With some flared pants on.
Honey.
I didn't like it.
Kenya, Lady in Red with that.
Like a drag queen.
I wanted to like Kenya's a lot. I didn't.
I liked the outfit. I just didn't like
it. Like the dress. It was too heavy all the way up here, and she's very booby, and it just smushed them, and then all that. It was doing the most.
Maybe it had some gold glitter on it or something. Cynthia, all gold. Beats.
She looked like a
Beats.
Bitch, she
goddess
was like
a statue.
Beats.
Hi, Great Gatsby who?
Yeah. Like, this is how you do. This is how you win.
Then there was Mallory.
I'm winning.
I did not even see what Mallory.
Then there was Mallory.
Mallory should have put the mask on.
Oh.
But then it would have looked like.
I can't. Can you talk about the fight?
NeNe shows up. She's pissed off and said, "This is not for me.
And
everything. This is not for me. This is not."
I did not like that dress.
No.
Oh, that dress was horrible.
That tank dress was not
she was
a good
like tucking
plan.
It in.
Yeah.
Kenya, how to forgive, how to be kind.
That was amazing.
I would love
That's
to cause
the show.
Attention
she
to this
NeNe.
Wonderful lady. Miss NeNe Leakes.
I know she wants to say a few words.
But did you peep NeNe? Look at Greg. Now, what am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to say?
And like,
Greg's
be
like,
nice.
Be nice.
No, he said, choose your words wisely.
Yes.
She chose them.
She did.
Now, see?
Wisely.
That, to me, means NeNe didn't come in there with a plan.
No.
Choose your words wisely. Why would Greg even say that?
She didn't come in with the intent to have to be put on the spot.
Bitch,
to speak.
If you're being honored for an event... We've seen when people are honored. You know it's Kenya.
Kenya called her and told her that, oh, we're going to ask you to speak.
Girl,
this is in your
that's
honor.
That's not how we're playing
et cetera,
the game.
Et cetera,
no.
Et cetera.
That's not how they're
because
playing the game.
Because she's turning the fans against NeNe as much as she possibly can. And it is
shade.
Working, okay? Because if you look at
shade.
Twitter... Look at the blogs. People are hating NeNe.
I still love you, NeNe.
Who can say I love NeNe? But who can say NeNe's speech? What was NeNe's speech?
Man, all the friends come out of you. Never realize
how
many
friends
you
have. And thank you to the daughters, the
this
die, whatever charity. This is one of the many,
one of the many
organizations.
That
and then
I slam the mic.
And then she says,
into a Kenya boob.
And then Peter
says,
I gotta go.
I'm ready
and NeNe
to go.
Says, Cynthia, well, I can find Peter on my way out.
I can
I'm
take
give
him
off. A ride.
But little did
which that
know.
Was shades of Cynthia.
She didn't know.
But little did she know.
Little did she know.
Papa Smurf was mad at her.
And
which he didn't do the right thing.
NeNe came running from across.
What you talking about, Willis? What you talking about, Willis?
This is where I think production was like, hey. Because she couldn't have heard. She couldn't have heard.
Yes, she can. You in a quiet parking lot, and you know someone's... She already... I'm sure she knew that Peter was irritated.
Y'all are shady.
She walked over there.
Well, because they told her, Peter's mad at you. Then she comes up.
Exactly.
But did y'all peep when she's tucking her shirt in? Yes. Oh, Peter, you mad?
You mad?
Oh, you mad?
And then Greg's sitting in the back just... getting in between Peter and Nene, like, this ain't pillow talk.
Because he rolled up. He was like, ain't nobody gonna be touching my wife.
But I love how then she was like, what are you doing coming up in women's business?
Like, when you brought your business to him. He didn't say anything to you.
He was talking to his wife.
And his wife asked him why he wanted to leave. And I respect Peter for that because it was real awkward up in there when she slammed that mic against her chest.
And Nene is such an advocate for, you know, not bullying and, you know, advocate for men not getting in women's business. But that pillow talk situation looked like Chris was up in the business between Natalie and Kenya.
Oh, Jesus.
You could have been the referee right there. Interesting, Nene. That to me was the straw that I just looked at Nene like, girl,
don't do Nene.
She's losing her edge.
She was just caught off guard.
Nene, off guard. Nene, what? Let's just say it. Can we all say it together? Nene,
no,
got.
No,
Nene.
She did not.
She got Nene'd.
Nene, you were caught off guard. I understand.
Nene got Nene'd by herself.
No, she didn't. Yeah.
Because the bottom line is, whether she decided to go to that event or production made her go to the event, the thing that would have made her be the star of that event was to walk up in there and be like, I'm sorry, guys. I didn't know anything about this, but I'm so excited that you guys want to raise money for this charity and do all these wonderful things. And Kenya, thank you so much for da-da-da-da-da-da. And been going about your business.
She just
and then shaded Kenya in another situation.
And walked away.
It's just how you play the game.
You
this
look
is
ridiculous.
Not, this is, they're playing right now. This is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills caddy business right here. That's the game they're playing.
That's
they're
true.
Not playing Atlanta games right now. And Nene stepped into the Atlanta shoes and was looking like...
You
bitch looking like Morton
game.
Salt.
Yes.
I can't.
And yelling all at Peter all up in his face, all mad at him, like he the one did it when it was Kenya. Just back off.
Well, in the words of Nene, it's about to get
on that note, let's keep it all the way
real. And that's
predictions.
Real.
Somebody want to fight again. I have never seen so many 40-plus women physically want to fight each other.
Again.
How does it ever get that serious?
Girl, well, Nene says she felt bullied.
Now,
now all of a sudden, Nene wants to talk to Greg about her feelings.
Because she felt bullied.
Because she felt bullied.
She borrowed that word from one of her charities. Bullied.
Oh, tried it.
Who's always talking about being bullied?
And everybody in a charity.
Oh, that girl on the Orange County House.
Yes.
Everybody
in
a charity. Exactly. Who?
Oh, the little girl.
The other one.
Peter versus Nene next week. I'm excited for that one.
Alexis.
She keeps bringing Alexis. That's who it was.
David and Goliath.
And then we get the Bailey Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
They're really trying to bring this Bailey agency up.
Hey,
I love it.
I'm not mad, girl. You got to get your check.
She did a check.
So, and there Marlo calls Nene out. Why are you mad at me? Because I'm friends with Kenya?
Tell Atlanta why you mad. Tell Atlanta why you mad.
Because I'm friends with Kenya.
Nene, why are you doing this?
Because she is on emotional struggles right now, y'all. She thought she was a star, and she has hit a...
Nene, you are still a star.
She is still a star.
You are still a star.
You are
well, she's
reality
still a star
TV
up here,
star.
But she don't
you
have
rope.
You
know,
should have Ryan Murphy.
She doesn't have it behind her right now. She can't be like, okay, guys, I gotta go to
now.
LA
see
and not
when
do
Ryan
well.
When Ryan Murphy pulls her on American Horror Story, then I'll be like, all right, Nene did that.
No,
that would be huge, but I don't
ain't
know.
Happening.
Please, please. He's not that. She was amused for his little show.
And can,
she will not work
yeah,
on
amused,
Horror Story.
I love it. Can you talk about Nene walking away?
With her
and
water
she
bottle.
Looked a little scared.
Well, I think Greg was kind of pushing her to go the other way so she would stop whatever was
she
going
didn't
on.
Look scared. She
looked
like
scared.
She
looked
about
furious.
To get that engine roaring. Come
like
on.
She was about to be the new Moving Apollo.
Some furniture up in there. Yes.
I don't know, but
she has been called the bull in the past.
And then she throws the water bottle. I'm like, come on, are we 12? Like.
Well, we are. She's mad that Marlo's friends with Kenya. She's
you're
acting like a 12-year-old.
Well, she's not mad
you're
that they're
better.
Friends. She's mad that what their friendship means and what they're trying to do. Because she know how the game works.
Boo.
So she's not going to be the center peach. She's going to be a side
but then,
peach.
But clock it then. Don't get mad. Don't get salty.
You
got to
play
it.
The game. Right. And she's not playing right now because she's too up here. She thinks she'd already surpassed them. Boo, you hadn't left the show yet. You ain't passed them.
But she said in her multiple interviews that she is a loyal person. She is a loyal person, and she will do Roja.
Well, she ain't never. She also never said she was for real friends with Kenya. The only person she's ever claimed as a friend was Cynthia Bailey. Yeah. Everybody's always been a pawn in the game.
Right. I mean, and Nene got the contract for Cynthia, so she can't really do nothing else. On that note, speaking of loyalty, we will be back here next week. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Tweet us all week long. Me at DJ Jesse J.
Steph Bauer TV.
Just saying, I'll wait.
And Stuart Starlet.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.